The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody. Use Give Sing Go to tell people about Him.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Awesome. Well, it's another cold, blustery night here where I am. Not so sure about where you are, Jacob, but we'll get into that in a minute. Welcome, everyone, to the Give, Send, Go Spotlight podcast, where we spotlight campaigns that are just doing some super cool stuff, not just here in America, but all around the world. As many of you know, our platform is available in over 85 countries now. So there's people using us everywhere, and we get an opportunity. We've been spotlighting people in Australia and in Europe and in a wide variety of Canada, wide variety of different places. Today we get to talk with Jacob Bradshaw a little bit about his fundraising adventure on Give, Send, Go and what he was able to do with that. So welcome to the channel. Tune in for these next couple of minutes. Yeah, and we've got a team that puts these together. They look at campaigns that are on Give, Send, Go, and there's thousands of them, and they pass on ones that look like somebody would want to talk to. And obviously you got picked. They read your story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, if you don't mind, a little bit about yourself, and then how you came to using Give, Send, Go and kind of your fundraising effort.
Sure. So my name is Jacob Bradshaw. I live in southeastern North Carolina. It is not cold here. It is very warm, very humid.
Oh, man, love it.
I'm married with 4 children. And the Lord, a couple of years ago, placed on my heart to share the gospel with people locally and abroad. Yeah, I preach in the open air as I'm able to.
Okay.
And Give, Send, Go did help me exceptionally to make this particular campaign, this particular trip, a success.
Well, first off, I love the fact that you're actually living out the Great Commission, which isn't just a commission to see the gospel in your own community, but also around the world. I mean, Jesus, when he gave that commission, it was, hey, yeah, you got to deal with your local area and that portion of the world, but you also got to expand beyond it. You got to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So super cool that you're doing that. For those of you that are tuning in, have tuned in and want to check out the campaign page and read about the story there, you can check it out, givesendgo.com. G9STW. That is the URL link. You can read about the story of Jacob Bradshaw. And so how did you hear about Give, Send, Go? Where did Give, Send, Go come across to you? I know that there's a lot of media around it, or was it a friend that shared it to you? Where was it?
I had heard about Give, Send, Go a couple of years ago. I didn't really go too much into it. I had heard about some of the other fundraising platforms, and what really interested me about Give, Send, Go was the Christian Foundation. Mm-hmm. There are so many places out there, they're in it for the money, obviously. I mean, they're in it to get a little profit out of it. But Give, Send, Go to me has a very genuine Christian foundation that seeks to honor Christ first. And that won me over. In fact, any other fundraisers I do or whatever in the future, it will be on Give, Send, Go for sure.
Awesome. Well, that's great for us to hear.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming. But with Give, Send, Go, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
I don't know. Nobody's probably ever shared this with you, but our mission statement at Give, Send, Go is to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. It all centers around that truth. We believe that Jesus is the answer to the problems that we have. He's the answer to all of the struggle and strife. He's the solution to all of those different things. And that's what we want to see happen. We love freedom at the same time. We recognize that not only did our spiritual freedom come at a sacrifice, a very, very high price, but also that our freedoms here in this country and in countries that live free around the world came at a very high price, because there's always been this fight against people's freedom and in putting people into bondage. And as a military member, I recognize that our freedoms that we have here in America came at the cost of the blood of men and women who died so that we could live in freedom. And so we always say, we're going to share Jesus with people, and we're also going to stand for freedom, spiritual freedom in Christ, but also for freedom to express things that we don't even necessarily agree with ourselves as a platform. But we're going to allow freedom, because it's in that place of freedom that we actually find truth. That's where truth can actually be revealed. To that point, I'm super glad that you were able to do. I do have a question. Did you get a phone call from anyone at Give, Send, Go?
A phone call? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I got the email for sure. Okay. Not long after I started the campaign. I don't think I received a phone call.
Really? Well, that's fascinating, because one of the things that we do, which is different, there's a lot of things that are different on our platform than other platforms. One of the things that we do is that we call our campaign owners and we pray with them. And we have a it's pretty amazing. We've got a super cool prayer team, and they call everybody, Christian, non-Christian, whoever's using the platform, because we have people of every walk and background using our platform, faith. And we just say, hey, we've read your campaign, and can we pray with you about what your fundraising effort is for? And super cool testimonies that come out of it. So I'm looking at yours and can see that it looks like it's now a couple weeks old. It looks like it was for the Super Bowl, something around that. So maybe our prayer team is a little bit behind. It's usually they're within a week of people setting up campaigns. They might be a little bit further behind. So you might get a phone call and be like, oh,
The way, you know, I work a full-time job. I'm an office admin for a huge company. And I was probably working when I got the phone call and I didn't see it. Either way, I mean, the Super Bowl came, and it went great, and
So you used Give, Send, Go to fundraise so that you could go to the Super Bowl and tell people about Jesus. It looks like there's a picture of you probably with your son in there. Did he go with you? Did anyone else go with you?
Yes, sir. So my oldest son, who's 12. He actually came with me on this adventure, and we joined 100 other evangelists from around the country with an organization called Sports Fan Outreach International. So we basically converged on the city of Phoenix, got out in the streets, preached the gospel, downtown Phoenix, you name it, we were there. And we had several great gospel conversations. We were able to interact with so many people, and we had the opportunity to pray with people and point them to Christ. And it was such an awesome time of service and a ministry.
Is this the first time that you've done something like that?
No, sir. This is last year I went to L.A. I went to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl that year as well.
Okay.
The fundraising last year was a lot more difficult than it was this year. The Lord burdened my heart one afternoon at work. I was like short some funds, and I went to Give, Send, Go. And literally within, I don't know, maybe an hour, I had like $800 raised.
Wow.
I mean, it was just like the Lord said, okay, here you go. Go spread the gospel. So I give praise to Jesus for that, because it was all him.
Wow, that's incredible. I love to hear that, and to hear that your son was able to go with you. That's such an awesome thing, because we need to be imparting what we've been given to our children. It's such an important thing. For dads to have that engagement and an involvement in their children's lives. I know that in just a couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to a men's conference myself. I'm going to be bringing my son along, and doing some speaking, I think it's important for him to be able to see what we believe and that we're willing to stand publicly for what we believe, that we're not going to back down in the face of verse that's been coming to me recently is in Isaiah 50, where Isaiah's standing before God and says that, you know, God has set his face like a flint, like stone to the mission. It's like it's like an impenetrable rock. Like, no, there's no breaking me from what I've been sent to do. And I think one of the biggest problems in our society with so many people is they break under the weight of the pressure of the moment. And we need people that are willing to stand up and will boldly proclaim the truth, no matter what the cost. And that's what you're doing. I think that's incredible. And I'm so thankful that you were able to use Give, Send, Go to do that, that your funds were raised as quickly as they were.
Be a hero in your own story. You don't need a cape or fame to make a difference. Use Give, Send, Go to start a fundraising campaign to share hope and change the world. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your crowdfunding adventure now.
I'm definitely going to get to the bottom of, and maybe they did call you. Oftentimes, if they don't get through, they'll leave a voicemail and actually just leave a prayer on the voicemail. So it sounds like you didn't even get that. So I'll be curious to see what happened there. But that is something.
I don't have voicemail set up.
You don't?
No, I get so many calls.
Okay.
I don't even use voicemail, so it's okay.
No, okay, all right. Well, that was probably what it was right there. That they attempted to make the call, you missed it because you're at work, and no voicemail for them to leave something on. But yeah, that's something that we love to do. We love to hear the feedback too of people that get those calls, because I mean it's really amazing. In a world that pushes isolation at every moment, it's like, stay glued to your TV, stay glued to a computer, stay separated and isolated. Don't go outside of your house. You might get sick and die. Whatever it is, it's like isolation, isolation, isolation. And we're doing everything that we can as a platform to just engage with people, break that isolation. And even to the extent of calling people that we don't know and saying, hey, we're concerned. So super cool. Love the fact that you use Give, Send, Go, and I've said that several times. I'm going to say your campaign link again for those listening, givesendgo.com/G9STW. In the future, in using Give, Send, Go, that ending G9STW can be customized by you. So it makes it a little easier when you're sharing your campaign to have a customized URL. You can when you're creating a campaign, it has a field for you to not just take the default one. Or maybe this was this customized by you, G9STW? Or you just took the default? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I went with it, brother.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. One of the tips that we have is customize it when you can, which is like you could have had after givesendgo.com, you could have put in Super Bowl trip. So so that when people, when you're sharing it, as people see it, oh, givesendgo.com Super Bowl trip, they can easily remember it to share it with somebody else. So it just makes it easier. Right. So we tell people when they can, try to customize that URL in the future. You'll probably see it next time you use givesendgo for a fundraiser or you're sharing. It's just a helpful tip. But
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. No problem. And again, thank you for using givesendgo. Do you have any last questions, comments, concerns, things that you can give back, or just exhortation to the people listening about your use of Give, Send, Go?
I just want to say one thing. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody.
Hmm.
Use the service for the glory of God. It is not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. Use Give, Send, Go to tell people about him if that's what you want to do. The Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is God himself in human form. He took on human flesh in our likeness, God himself, lived a perfect life. He went to the cross willingly. He took upon himself that physical pain, but not only that, the wrath of God.
Hmm.
And he died. He was put in a grave He rose again, showing that he was God and defeating death, hell, and the grave. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father now, ruling and reigning. Let that be your motivation for using Give Some Go. And go tell someone about Jesus today.
Right. Well, you just did. To everyone that's listening, that's awesome. What a great way to close out. Jacob, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you sharing your time with us and sharing your testimony and your story. So cool to hear. Keep up the great work. Next time, hope to see you using the platform again. Share about it with your friends and other believers, non-believers, whomever. We want to take over. We say we're not the alternative. We're the replacement. We want to be.
There you go.
We want to be the replacement to those other places so that all that people remember in the future is Give, Send, Go, and that we change the world one campaign at a time. So thanks so much. Look forward to seeing your next campaign and where God leads you. And I just pray blessings on you and have a fantastic night.
Thank you, Jacob, for your time. It means a lot.